From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Jessica here. July 25th. The news in 10. Let's start at home. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian World. Reclaiming stolen childhoods. Swimming classes resume in Gaza after 3 years of war. In sea pools built with sandbags and rubble, Amjed Tantesh gives traumatized children brief respite from their daily lives. Swimming classes have started again in Gaza after 3 years of war, with hundreds of children learning to float, doggy paddle, and take their first strokes in 5 makeshift sea pools built from sandbags and rubble. The lessons allow a few hundred girls and boys to reclaim their childhood for a few hours in a place where there are no playgrounds, no formal education, and children live in fear of continuing Israeli attacks. Next, second, from Bloomberg Top. China fines Trip.com $765 million for market dominance abuse. Chinese regulators fined Trip.com group led at 5.18 billion yuan, $765 million, concluding that the country's largest travel booking platform abused its market dominance after a months-long investigation. Up next, third, from CBS News. Trump speaks at the rescheduled White House Correspondents' Dinner. President Trump attended and spoke at the rescheduled White House Correspondents' Dinner on Friday night at the Waldorf Astoria in Washington, D.C. The April Correspondents' Dinner was disrupted by an active shooter. And then, fourth, from Axios Top, Trump condemns violence, slams press at White House Correspondents' Dinner. President Trump used his speech at Friday's rescheduled White House Correspondents' Association dinner to condemn the political violence that postponed the annual event, and in the next breath, attack and insult the gathered press. The big picture: the president opened with jokes to the hundreds of assembled journalists and even made a little fun of himself in a speech that started light, before descending into a litany of familiar complaints about reporters and prominent Democrats. Zoom out. In America, we do not yield to political violence, Trump told event attendees, referencing the gun next. Fifth, from the Daily Beast, Trump's sinister election. Flipping scheme exposed. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Daily Beast's cheat sheet on Substack, where we're bringing you the stories you need to know now, and that we're not afraid to publish. The country is at war, Mitch McConnell is missing, gas prices are rising, and Donald Trump is overseeing a crackpot scheme to rig elections for years to come. If you thought that Trump was looking for a legacy simply as America's greatest superglue of gold, think again. We've got details this afternoon of a grand plan which would overturn 2.5 centuries of practice. Up next, sixth, from Thetney Michaels, Trump administration imposes new tariffs on 60 trading partners over forced labor claims. President Donald Trump's administration has imposed new tariffs on 60 U.S. trading partners, using forced labor enforcement as the legal and policy basis for a broad replacement tariff system. The new duties range from 10% to 12.5% and apply to major partners, including China and the European Union. And then, seventh, from The Left Hook. Beyond the Brink, how the destruction of Gaza marks a terrifying new era of profitable genocide. Hey, I just listened to the Democracy-ish episode with Omer Bartov, the Brown professor who studies genocide. He reminded us that the UN definition from 1948 hinges on two things: clear intent and systematic execution. He argues the ongoing Gaza campaign meets both, pointing to the deliberate targeting of civilians, the demolition of water and medical infrastructure, and the forced concentration of people into tiny, unlivable zones. Bartov also notes that the usual international safeguards are being bypassed, with powerful states providing diplomatic cover and even eyeing reconstruction contracts, effectively turning mass destruction into a profitable venture. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.